This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan together here. Very nice to have them there. They are an important part of the DJV show podcast, which you can hear regularly. Find it at djvshow.com. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria leads off with a trending story that just, I want to throw something.
I'm sorry. That's not my intention, but this is a crazy story. So a Colorado woman is facing a $500 fine from U.S. Customs and Border Protection because she saved the free apple that she received as a snack on her Delta Airlines flight on her way back to the United States from Paris. So at the end of her flight, the flight attendants passed out apples in plastic bags as a snack. So she put it in her carry-on because she figured, you know, she's got the second leg of the trip, so she'll eat it then. Right. Once she arrived in the U.S., she went through customs. Her bag was chosen to be randomly searched. And so a customs agent pulled out the apple in the plastic bag that had Delta's logo on it, so it was not just like a random apple. And so when she was questioned about the apple, she explained that she received it from the airline. She asked if she could throw it away or eat it. The customs agent allegedly said no and fined her $500 immediately for carrying undeclared fruit.
Now,
she may also,
a-hole.
I know, and she even offered to throw it out, and that wasn't good enough. So now she's also facing losing her global entry status.
That's time to be suing somebody.
Exactly.
And this guy should be fired on the spot. Fired on the spot. This is what gets people to hate, and I don't like using that word, hate authority, because it is so abused by idiots like that who have no common sense. It wasn't obviously ingrained in them when they went to be trained. If everybody on the plane has an apple, you pick one person out and you're going to give them a $500 fine for getting an apple on the plane. They're not bringing that, sneaking it in from
right.
some lurid place on the other side of the world. It's just stupid.
Did he not trust
sealed
her?
It was sealed in a
Delta bag.
Yeah.
In a plastic Delta bag.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, if the rule is don't do this, then Delta
then
is partially
Delta
fault.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so they shouldn't be giving out apples either. But
why?
It just seems like...
It just is the height of stupidity. It really is. Arrogance and stupidity. Okay, so now my blood pressure is up to a point where everything is going to get cleaned out. Jen, what do you
have? Let's cool you down. It's a big week at the White House for the Trump administration. They've got lots of big visitors coming in. Emmanuel Macron is going to spend the beginning part of the week. The first, I think, 3 days of the week are spent at the White House by Emmanuel Macron. And this will be President Trump's first state dinner that he's hosted as part of his administration as president. Emmanuel Macron was all over television talking about how he is going to be urging the president to stay in the Iran deal. That seems to be the message of both of these visits. The second visit is Angela Merkel from Germany. She'll be coming to the White House later this week. I think Friday will be the day that she'll be coming to see the president. And both of them want him to stay in the Iran deal because they think it's a better solution than having no deal at all, even though it's not optimal. I think everybody can agree on
that. At the same time and have both of them to dinner.
I don't know why he chose... Emmanuel Macron and Trump have this very close relationship that surprises a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he can actually, I think, talk to President Trump better than most world leaders can. And so I think having them together, having a little one-on-one discussion will be pretty good, where Angela Merkel has a more icy, maybe, or not quite as warm relationship with the president. So she'll
have anything to do with his wife, though, right?
You'd have
wife.
To ask him that. I don't know. He doesn't seem threatened by Trump in any way. He seems to really like him.
Yeah, he does. And why not?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the story of a Florida judge who berated a chronically ill woman in court because whatever she was in there for, she was having trouble breathing. And she then, the judge says, what's the matter with you? Don't you know how to treat your, some berating. And so she scolds this woman who dies 3 days later. And it's all over social media, everywhere. You look on Twitter, Facebook. This woman is a picture of the judge whose name is Merrily Ehrlich, who now has decided she's going to, in the face of what she did and all the attention that was given last week to this, she's not going to return to the courthouse. She put in for retirement, which sounds appropriate given the fact that she has a reputation for being belligerent and angry. And the woman that died had COPD, whether she was a smoker or whatever it is. You don't do, when something is obvious like that, when you're having trouble, and especially in this age, don't we have, isn't there almost a requirement to be more sensitive, even though some people are not? But you look at these things, and I know it's easy to judge on the surface. You don't really know what was going on behind the scenes. I don't even know what this woman was in the courthouse for. Anyway, she told her sister, the woman that was berated, I got treated like a dog in the courthouse. The judge was so cruel, they had to take her to the hospital. She was gasping for air. So, I don't know. I find that stuff. It's unnecessary. Here's another thing that'll drive you nuts. All right, you ready? This is being driven nuts twice. The story of Alexander Parker and Krisha Schmick, who were to be married over the weekend at a courthouse in Pennsylvania. They are high school sweethearts, giddy as they walked into the courthouse for their appointment to be married. And so they went into the courthouse, and they were all dressed up, and they're kind of looking at a picture of them. They're not exactly what you would consider when you look at them. You wouldn't think they'd be attracted to one another, but you know what? Love is strange.
What does that mean? One of them's not good-looking? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, and that's, well, you make up your own mind.
Well,
what bothers me about this is that they're in front of the judge. And the judge, who was supposed to marry them, called ICE because they believe that one of the people, and I'm trying to see if I can ferret out the name, Alexander Parker is the name of the male, and he supposedly was in the country illegally, and so the judge called ICE, and they came and arrested him. He was from Guatemala, apparently. He didn't have a green card yet. So he gave the judge some kind of ID. The judge looked at it and said, this is not right. So instead of marrying them, he calls ICE. And
that's interesting.
You know, they grab him. And so it's so frustrating to know it's right. If anybody who's listened to me over the years knows how I am when it comes to immigration, I don't have a lot of tolerance for people who are here illegally that could easily get themselves taken care of. This guy didn't have a green card. He was working on it, apparently, but he'd been around. If he came here, he went to high school here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How are they high school sweethearts?
Yeah, right. They were just trying to get married, and the Krista said they broke our hearts. They brought in the ICE agents, and apparently Krista said this wasn't the only time this guy had called. This isn't the only time this judge called ICE agents to the courtroom. So, if that was the case, why'd you go there? I guess if they knew that the judge was somebody who called immigration authorities whenever there's a question about someone that came into her courtroom. So Newsweek is on the case trying to do a story on it. They're trying to get to the judge, and she did not respond for comment. So what do we think? The two stories about these judges here, what do we think about judges in general, especially if they're elected? And then you talk about the business. The issue here is, I guess, about him not having status. And if you're going to be consistent, then you need to be consistent. So I guess I understand that. And this judge has been a stickler on people who come to her court being legal. But should they have been married or not? Was it the appropriate action of the judge to keep them from being married and actually getting ICE to come and arrest this guy?
Well, I don't know what the requirements are to be married. It was what if he had married her, would he have gotten a green card? Like, does she have her papers in order? So,
yes. Right. If she's an American citizen to marry this guy, automatically becomes an American citizen.
And so then the question is, did the judge have reason to suspect that this wasn't up and up and that this was immigration fraud?
Mm-hmm, because it happens.
But they're high school sweethearts.
People marry. People, I know somebody who paid somebody $10,000, marry him, become an American citizen.
Right, and that happens all the time. But the person who's the immigrant in that situation, they're not deported. They're allowed to marry the person. So other judges, whatever I don't know what the requirements are, or if this guy just wants to be, if this judge just likes doing this.
Well, I want to clarify too, because I'm reading the story now. So he did have papers. They just didn't have them with him. So they had to run home, get the papers, come back, prove to the judge because he's in the U.S. legally. And then she offered to marry them after that, which they only accepted from her. Because I guess they weren't huge fans of her after that. They only accepted because the woman's aunt was in the state from New Jersey. I don't know. They came out of town to see the wedding.
They had the information finally, and they got it to the judge.
Yeah, so they were able to get it to the judge. But I don't know.
After the judge called ICE?
Yes. Then they were able to get the information.
20, all right, let's make it 19 after the hour, DJV time.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ah, 23 after the hour, one of the most recognizable themes in the history of modern entertainment, the theme from the James Bond movies, and we're using that as an entree, into congratulating actress Rachel Weisz. Weisz. Anyway, you know her if you saw her. She's married to Daniel Craig, and at 48 years old, she's pregnant for the first time. They apparently are very happy to have this little human cooking in her body. Craig is 50. They've been married since 2011. Their first child together. Weisz is already a mom of a son who's 11 from her former partner, Darren Aronofsky,
the director. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay. And Daniel Craig has a daughter who's 25. He was with actress Fiona Loudon, so Ella is the child from that. But it's the first time they've had. Yeah, I know. They get around, right?
So that's that story. That's some science at work.
For all of us old hats.
Help yourself. 25 past the hour, music news with a focus on Taylor Swift. She is being stalked, and apparently her apartment in New York, Victoria, was broken into over the weekend. A stalker broke into her house and took a nap.
Yeah, they found this weirdo sleeping on her
couch. Roger Alvarado was on the couch. She lives in the Tribeca neighborhood.
But doesn't she have people living in her home? Like a staff?
I guess not.
Apparently not in this one, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Homestead, Florida. He was arrested for stalking her before, apparently. Was it? Is that right?
Apparently, February 13th, he broke her front door with a shovel. He was trying break in, and then this time, he didn't really need to do damage. He was just in the apartment.
How'd he get in?
So, I don't know. I guess there are other apartments in the building, so maybe he buzzed other apartments and someone let him in, and then he broke into hers. I don't know, but she obviously needs to step up her security.
Yeah. Well,
she just had that other guy who robbed a bank and drove
her the money.
yeah, drove to her house in Rhode Island. He was apparently going to propose.
Me like that.
I know. He was going to propose to her, Jen. Her house in California has been broken into a few times.
I'm amazed, though, because if she's, like, she has a, doesn't she have, like, an entire floor of that building? Like, she's got a huge apartment.
Yeah.
You would think that there would be a doorman, so even if someone else buzzed him in, then he should have had to go through someone else. I'm so confused.
Actually, she doesn't have a doorman. And those old Tribeca buildings, not all of them, like, they're loft spaces, and so they don't have doormen.
Wow.
Maybe she should get one. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Just get a personal one to stand outside of her door.
Right.
Or move to a place where there's more security. Although those lofts are kind of cool down there, that part
yeah.
of town. They really are. All right, another musical focus. This one requires us, it doesn't require, but my suggestion would be to hold a good thought for Roberta Flack, who was rushed to a hospital over the weekend after cutting short her appearance at the Apollo Theater. She was not feeling well. She's 81. She was taken to Harlem Hospital in an ambulance, felt dizzy. She was to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Jazz Foundation of America. She was released from the hospital after they checked her out. She was feeling better, but she went to another hospital for observation by her own doctors. Remember this song, Killing Me Softly? There's another song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I didn't care that much for either of those two, but Where Is the Love? It's a good song. If you remember this song, this is a sweet kind of
song. Why can't I see you in your pickup truck with the windows open just thinking
yeah.
at the top?
This one?
To
yeah, I mean, this one, it'd be someone I'd, oh, this boy. Would be something I'd think I'd sing.
Well, we are Johnny holding Hathaway. Good thought for her. She had a stroke in 2016, so the doctors are hoping.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, they're hoping that it's not connected to that.
Right, okay. Well, if she's dizzy, that's something to be something to underscore from what we were talking about earlier, aneurysms and things, circulatory problems. You need to get those checked very thoroughly. Ultrasound, the only way to know what's going on in those areas. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Got a nice note from a lady named Cynthia Kaplan, who is calling attention to the wisdom she gets by listening to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Wisdom comes from knowledge and experience, I believe. And also there's a certain amount of reflection involved in wisdom. A lot of people learn things, but they don't put them into practice. You know, we go to school, we learn a lot of things, and then you forget about them, and you wonder, why did I even bother? Why do they teach us those things? There are some learned experiences that come, and they, I think, amount to, or they bring us around to making intelligent changes in our life. And I don't know whether that's, it comes, some things that we learn younger, maybe they ought to be repeated as we get older. Does that make sense to you when you work things out? Because you might be told about something. Your parents, your father says, I'm telling you, blah, blah, and you don't pay any attention to him. But then later on, you find out he was right. We all go through those experiences.
I think that happens all the time.
You're right about that.
And then you go, gosh, I wish I would have listened more.
We're talking about Rachel Weiss, the married to Daniel Craig, having a baby. We're going to talk, is there an age at which mothers have more likelihood of having postpartum depression? There's a lot of work being done in this area, so we're going to talk about it in a few minutes here on the DJV show. In the meantime, it's time for food news. Jennifer, one of the basic food, I think very, how many different food categories are there? The government says basic foods include protein,
wine, bread, and wine.
Wine.
So I have
right.
four. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's rosé season. Mm-hmm. Target is releasing a new exclusive rosé. So this is a $5 bottle of wine at Target. I didn't even know Target sold wine.
Yeah.
I know they do.
They sell a lot of wine.
Do they? I don't think they do around here.
Not in New Jersey.
No,
you guys on the East Coast, you don't enjoy us, our shopping habits like
well,
we are heathens on the
way.
Don't
rub it in. Trader Joe's has wine here in Framingham and most areas.
Not New York or New Jersey.
Any Trader Joe's I've ever been into has had wine, but apparently not in New Jersey. So what's the...
We have a medical marijuana store on Fifth Avenue in New York City, but we cannot buy wine at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Maryland is even weirder. Can you sell it at any grocery stores or is
no.
it completely... Yeah, so
no.
Maryland...
Well, you know that wine that has like 1% alcohol in it?
Okay, well, that doesn't
yeah,
count. That's not wine.
You can buy at Whole Foods in some place in California.
You can buy beer. But
you can buy wine and beer.
Yeah, in D.C. and Virginia, you can buy beer and wine at grocery stores. But in Maryland, there's this really weird law where at one franchise, one of every franchise in the store, so the Shoppers, the Giants, Trader Joe's, at one of them in the state, you can sell alcohol. But only one. So if you're lucky enough to have the one near you, then it's fine. But it's just, it's so stupid. It's such an outdated law. And I'm like, come on, just let me buy my alcohol with my food and be happy.
This I wonder if you can order this online. I bet not, probably, right?
Yeah.
You
I don't
can't
know
buy
if you
wine
can.
On, can you buy what, alcohol online?
Yes, but it's a whole process because you have to have a signature for delivery and all of that. But if you do have the opportunity to go to Target or Trader Joe's or whatever for these discounts, try the rosé. I always think white wines are a little easier to buy at less of a price because they're a little more forgiving because a terrible white is not as bad as a terrible red. So try it out and see what's good. You don't need to spend a lot of money to find wine that you enjoy.
I'm so not, I don't even begin to understand what you're talking about.
What?
White and rosé. What? What are you...
What was confusing about what Jen just said? Nothing.
I don't know. Chardonnay, what color is Pinot Grigio?
White.
What color is Chardonnay?
White.
White. Are you new to the planet? I know you like aliens and everything. Maybe you are one. Maybe that's the whole crux of it. You are an alien. That's
Maybe
the whole
that's
time.
My
that's
problem.
What it is. That's
yes.
what it is.
All right, so Kara, you tended, Kara does a little extra... on the side, she's a bartender. So where did you go this weekend? Where'd you serve to whomever?
I worked a wedding, and it had, like, the nicest bar I have ever seen at a wedding.
Really?
We went through it. Yeah, they had, like, three kinds of cognacs and some scotch and some other stuff, and that's some expensive liquor. We went through, like, seven bottles of Hennessy, which
wow.
was very
What's
interesting.
What's Hennessy?
It's a cognac.
Really?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, it was very expensive, and I made some good tips, which was
so
nice.
So you had a little...
We didn't sell a lot of wine, because people were focused on the liquors and not the wine.
After the event's over, can you have a little... Can you drink some of this stuff?
If I want to get fired. I mean, I know some people do it very discreetly, but I do not, because I mostly at that point, it's like 1:30 a.m., and I'm just trying to get home, and
You've
I have to
drive too.
So
yeah.
I'm not trying to drink any high alcohol content liquor.
All right, I'm trying to figure out what this woman... who just died over the weekend at the age of 117, what her eating habits were. One of the healthiest countries in the world is Japan. And the lady named Nabi Tajima died over the weekend. She was born August 4th, 1900. Raised seven sons, two daughters, had 160 descendants. She had great, great, great grandchildren. She became the world's oldest living person in September with the death of Violet Brown, who lived in Jamaica. She also was 117 at the time. There's some video that was on Japanese TV showing this lady moving her hands to the beat of music played by traditional Japanese instruments at a ceremony to mark the achievement of her becoming the oldest person living on the planet. The gerontology research group says that another Japanese woman named Chaiko Miyako is the oldest, will be the oldest person anyway. So happy birthday.
She's 117 as well.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So right. Is that the lucky number or unlucky, since that's apparently when everyone dies?
That's the last stop, so I don't know.
All right. Okay. For those of you who've ever known, maybe you've suffered it yourself, or if you've known anybody that's gone through postpartum depression, you're going to want to listen to the next few minutes of the DJB show, so stand by for that, please.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman Comprehensive Automotive Tools and Garage Storage Solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And now that'll feed them.
KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, match services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
There. It's Reese.
And Irby.
From the franchise concept, Reese and Irby's.
By now, you've heard about our patented frozen yogurt vending robots that serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with 6 amazing toppings in less than 60 seconds.
To date, we've sold over 200 franchises, 1,000 robots, and we're officially labeled as one of the hottest franchise opportunities of 2018.
With no employees, no rent, no brick-and-mortar shops, just fully automated robots that work for you and deliver instant customer satisfaction. Revenue for you. Smile. For them.
We secure our franchisees' high foot traffic locations like cinemas, hotels, tourist attractions, colleges, and malls. From installation to instant sensation, we provide you all the tools for Froyo success.
No experience is necessary, and full and part-time franchise opportunities are available.
To find out if your territory is still available, go to FroyoFranchising.com to learn more, and be sure to enter promo code 5151. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 5151.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the time here is 44 after the hour on the DJV show. Dr. Nicole Benders-Hadi is here with us. This is an important, very important psychological and physical, at least as far as what I know about it, has both psychiatric and real physical ramifications. Dr. Bender is board certified at Johns Hopkins University, so the medical school there certainly would give us an entree into credibility here. Dr. Bender's, how do you, you're a mom. Shall I assume that you are a mother?
Yes, I am.
And have you known people in your family, friends, your circle who have gone through postpartum depression?
I have. Postpartum depression can affect up to 1 in 5 women who have recently given birth. So it's very highly prevalent and something that we should be talking more about.
So what is it? Am I right? I will fess up here. My wife, when she had one of our children, was depressed for a while. My niece became depressed upon having one of her children. I've seen it, and I am not sure whether it's physical or emotional or both.
Well, it certainly can be both. You know, it's unclear what the exact cause is, but it's really thought to be a combination of physical and emotional factors. You know, right after birth, levels of progesterone in a new mom's body drop suddenly, so that can certainly contribute to mood changes, but also things like sleep deprivation and any history of mental health issues can also impact whether postpartum depression develops.
All right, so you're a psychiatrist. Do you believe that all mothers should be interviewed or surveyed or checked out for this after they've had a child, like immediately in the hospital?
I do. There's legislation going on across the country now looking to mandate screening for postpartum depression. I think that we're not asking these questions enough, and the more screenings we can do, the more likely we'll be able to identify cases and get moms the treatment and help that they really need.
When you say screening, what happens during a screening for mothers that are going into the hospital that might, if they have a history of it in their family, what might they expect?
Sure. So postpartum depression is diagnosed by a doctor you meet with to talk to about how you've been feeling. You know, symptoms can include more than your typical baby blues or normal ups and downs. Moms with postpartum depression can report significant changes in your diet, your appetite, intense sadness or irritability, or inability to bond with the baby. Those are the types of screening questions that we really look to make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. And what about the younger you are or the older you are? We're talking about Rachel Weiss, who's 48. Sometimes young children in their teen years that are having babies. Is there an age factor here?
There's not. Postpartum depression can impact all types of moms. You know, like I said before, it is important to evaluate whether you have any history of mental health issues because that does increase the likelihood, but all ages should be evaluated.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, if you're doing this, what's the approach you take?
I really want to engage in a conversation with a mom, you know, talk to her about how she's feeling. Lots of moms may feel that they should be nothing but happy and joyous after having a baby, but for some moms, that's just simply not the case. So to begin to have that open conversation about how she's feeling, how she's coping, how much support she has around her, those are the types of questions I'm interested in asking as a psychiatrist.
Jennifer and Victoria, 1 out of 5 women in this country have this problem. I had no idea that it was that serious, frankly.
Has it always been that number, do you think, or is it just that we're more aware of it now?
Doctor?
I think it's probably a combination of both. You know, the more we're asking these questions, the more we're identifying the issue to really improve access to care.
All right, if you want more information. Yeah, it is. Mental health, Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week is this week. Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week. Sorry, no, it's next week. I was thinking this week. No, next week, April 30th to the 6th. For more information on this, important information is available at drondemand.com. That's drondemand.com. Dr. Nicole Bender-Zahdi, thank you for this. A good wake-up call for a lot of moms or moms-to-be. 10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back.
Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
One of my favorite radio themes from one of my favorite radio programs, Tom Kreitler presents the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. His Money Pit, your Money Pit, we all have Money Pits. I spent the weekend, Tommy, cleaning up one of my guys on the farm, and I literally filled 4 dump trucks with wood that we can actually burn.
Well, that's
great. Then I had my chipper going to clean up the stuff. You know, most everybody doesn't have a chipper.
Yeah, but
I have it because we need it on the fields. But the mess that we've just now cleaned up and the pile of brush along the roadways all over town that the town's going to have to grind up, it really is. Most people don't understand what happens. Why, you know, we take all of this stuff for granted till you have a circumstance like people with roofs that were caved in because of big trees falling on them, that kind of stuff. What do you do in that circumstance? If something like that happens, how easy is it to repair, or how extensively do you have to dig around, if you will? You got to dig around.
If it fell on your house, like what would be your sort of next steps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the best steps are before that storm hits and looking at those at-risk trees and those.
Go to Florida. Trees. That's what you do. Okay.
Yeah. Look for those opportunities to keep things trimmed back. But, you know, if you do get something like that, I mean, first of all, hopefully you have homeowner's insurance, so you're going to want to document this with photographs. You got to be really careful when you try to do this stuff yourself, especially if you're trying to pull a tree off of, a roof or somewhere where, gravity counts.
Yep. You've got electrical wires that can get in the way, so it's the kind of thing you'd be very careful of. But, I mean, the first thing to do is obviously to protect the house from further damage. And typically, if you do contact your insurance company, even if the adjuster's not out there yet, they'll authorize you to take steps and pay for those steps to make sure that you eliminate the immediate risk and that the house does not become further damaged, you know, yep, in the event of a storm. But you have to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to work with the insurance company adjuster directly, or if you're going to hire a public adjuster. Now, public adjusters, if you get a good one, they can be very helpful because they work on a percentage of the claim. And typically, they're going to find, you know, every single thing that needs to be repaired as a part of that, and things that people don't think about. You know, like if you did have a branch that went through the roof and you got a leak, I mean, well, it's replacing the drywall. How many layers of paint do you have to put it on? What about the insulation? What about the wiring? I mean, these guys miss nothing to make sure that you get every dime that you're entitled to. And I think one of the most valuable services is that they become the ones to negotiate with these deadbeat insurance companies that take all your money and don't want to pay a dime.
Exactly.
And then drop you, you know? Yeah. So I think that those are the kinds of things you need to think about if you have some storm damage.
Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter from the Money Pit. It's newsletter at moneypit.com. This issue has a beautiful, beautiful old sink filled with violets. And so you're suggesting that it's this time of year to be growing things inside and outside, yeah, being creative, because springtime lends itself to this, right?
Yeah, and if you don't have the yard, even if you got a balcony or you're in an apartment and you got a little patio, you can create a beautiful container garden. There's nothing you can't grow in a container garden. You know, flowers, vegetables, spices, you know, all sorts of things. Yeah.
So check out that suggestion and sign up for the Money Pit newsletter at moneypit.com. You can call a question in, too, by the way, anytime, day or night, to 888-MONEYPIT for a good, solid answer from Leslie Segretti or from Tom at the Money Pit. Question from Karen, who had a hallway laundry closet built, but the contractor didn't put in a vent. What a dummy. How do you get away with that?
How'd that happen?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, how'd that happen?
Well, this laundry closet seems to be like in the middle of her ranch house. The good news is she could either go down to the basement and out or up to the attic. But here's the trick. When you put ducting in for your dryer, first of all, you want it to be solid metal ducting. You do not want to use flex ducting because it tends to trap. Plug up, and you can't clean it. You can't use a lint brush inside that thing. Yeah. So you want to use solid ducting. And secondly, you want to have as few turns as possible. Here's a little factoid for you. Every time you put an elbow in that duct, it's equivalent to 15 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
So one corner like that, one 90-degree turn, is like having another 15 feet of duct to go through. So as few turns as possible, and always use metal ducting. 15 feet's not as big a deal as it sounds. I would probably suggest going down to the basement, out in between the floor joists, and then out the box beam, and that should do it just fine.
Out the box beam?
Yeah, that's the
beam.
You've
got to cut a hole in the side of the
lower house. Yeah, you've got to cut a hole in it.
Right.
Exactly. But you can do it. You can flash it. You know, there's lots of things.
And one of the good things about it is mice will come in to the vent, and they'll stay warm all winter every time you do the
not
clothes.
If you use the right kind of dryer vent.
It
has a screen to prevent the rodents from coming in, Doug.
Shucks, doggone it. Check out the Money Pit, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.